there's stuff on the screen.
Because we're too sophisticated. We're beyond the screen now. That's old technology.
Well, we're going to get to read it on paper.
We're working on mental images, so just stay tuned. What happened? What? There it is. I was wondering what happened to the file. I thought I'd lost it. Yeah, I don't. It's got to be on here somewhere. I didn't open it. She said she'd leave it on the computer, right?
Yeah.
So it must. Well, didn't she in there?
No, the packages was on the computer. So it's right there.
The which was on the computer?
The package with all the financials was on a package on the computer.
I could have brought that up. So, well, I mean, if we got it printed out, then
yeah,
just read it.
So then that's what she did. She printed it out. And there was the agenda. Oh, you got the agenda on here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need that, right?
Well, you're going to sit here, right?
Agenda, and I'll grab my pen. Do you want to give the
Yeah, if you do the minutes and then I'll do the financials, I guess.
Okay, I'll leave that to you then.
Well, I told him you did it, but nobody said no, he has a part to do this. I don't know who I was arguing with, but the.
Vernon and Gladys aren't here, that's who I'm missing.
Yeah.
They're usually here.
Yeah. So, you guys ready?
That should be six, yeah.
Okay. I'll call the meeting to order. And I guess it's, I don't know what the time is.
It's about 7:12?
7:12. And as the first item, we've got a number of items on the agenda, but we should be able to get through this pretty quick, I think. Laura Lee, if you can read the minutes from the last meeting.
You bet. Vice President, meeting from April 18th, 2019. Vice President Bill Howe called the meeting to order at 7:12 with 20 members in attendance. Laura Lee Dundas read the minutes from the March 21st meeting. Dale Kaiser seconded the minutes to be approved as read. Terry Armstrong gave her financial report. General account has $9,283.85. The casino account has $36,527.83 and one new membership, Carol Santerre. The entertainment night brought in $461. The hall rental was $168. Linda Seeley moved the financial report be adopted as read or given. Vote carried. Old business. The entertainment night was a success. 59 people attended, 39 from Bazaar and 20 from outside the area. Terry Armstrong reported that Fred and Sheila cost the club $1,300 plus the hall rental of $168 came to $1,468. Donations brought in $461, so just over $1,000 for the seniors' expenses for the first entertainment night. Dale Kaiser moved to purchase a plaque to put honorary memberships on. Laura Lee will take care of that. Rand Jensen seconded. Vote carried. Ralph Seeley moved we put an engraved plaque on the pool table that was donated by Ted Schaefer from Bozzano in 1985. Laura Lee to take care of getting that. Dale Kaiser seconded. Vote carried. Terry Armstrong apologized to the club on a mistake she had made on the AGLC financial statement she sent in for our casinos. It had to do with the club buying candy for Halloween. New business. Keith Fraser said the next move night will be May 23rd, always the fourth Thursday of the month. Kay will look into getting Kristen to put it on the big screen at the arena. Discussion on the steak dinner in June. Art and Diane will look into getting the steaks again. Laura Lee and Wade will do the potatoes. This will be on June 6, 2019. Summer days was discussed. The seniors will do coffee and square. Oh, I spelled squares wrong. Squares again. After the parade, Stitch and Chat ladies will do up candy bags to give to the kids that day that decorate bikes. Dale Kaiser, John Jensen, Terry Armstrong, and Laura Lee Dundas will represent the club in the parade. Ralph Seeley is organizing the show and shine again. Maybe have a poker run to increase interest. Terry Armstrong asked if the older members could make up a list of things to do sheet for the club. Each event we put on has different things or interesting little jobs that need to be done to make the event special. Diane Tobert will give the executive the list. Much appreciated, Diane. Next meeting will be May 9th. No, that's not right.
Yeah, the 16th.
16th. Stuart Williams adjourned the meeting at 7:45. Bill asked everyone if they knew what special day it was today, April 18th. It was the 70th anniversary when Miles the Tongue crossed the Yangtze River. The hike for hospice is on May 4th in Strathmore. Wear your yellow shirts. So far, we have Kate Fraser and Diane Tobert attending. I moved my minutes to be adopted as read.
Diane didn't
go in with Carol Fisher.
We're taking seconders, or just for speed. Second? Linda?
Yeah. Okay.
And then any opposed? It might be easier to see the hand. No?
Okay.
Next item is the Thanks.
I think you should change the...
Yeah.
Diane did walk in it, but Ben Armstrong and Francis Williams and I walked.
Okay. Ben Williams?
Did I say that?
No.
Ben Williams.
Ben Francis.
I have a question.
Yes?
What is the plaque for honorary memberships for?
Well...
Who has an honorary membership?
People that have that one over there.
That one over there. Well, that's just for lifetime members.
They didn't find that with the plaque.
We don't have, yeah, but it's there, it's already...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about another plaque or something for the...
Yes, the big one, the bigger one? Was that not...
The big long one?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I've never gotten anywhere with it because I wasn't sure what it was wanted.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, if you want another one, Ralph made all, well, Dad made the first one, but Ralph was the other two. If you want another big one like that, he'll make another.
Well, I wasn't quite sure what exactly was that Dale, what they wanted.
But those ones on that plaque are lifetime members, they're not...
The little plaque, the little plaque.
The little one, yeah. But they were the ones that have been...
But do we need any more plaque, any more plaque?
I don't think we need any more right now.
No, I don't.
Oh, I know what they wanted. They wanted that one plaque that didn't have a name on it. They wanted a name on top of it.
Yeah, that's right.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's what I meant when I said the big part of the top.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're all lifetime members?
No.
They're all dead.
They're all dead.
All the ones on the...
Well, that's another different category.
So really, all we need is Ralph or something to make a little piece to put on top of it then?
Yeah, the thing at the top.
Yeah.
But I remember they don't want, it doesn't need to be as big as those first two.
That's right.
No, oh no, not that silver, the gold silver part? No, just a little.
Little one.
Yeah.
Like the one, big one on the bottom.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they're not honorary members, they're deceased members.
Deceased members, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they call them lifetime? What do they call it?
No, lifetime is the ones that are over 90 that now...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
State membership for the rest of their life.
That's handy to know the rules.
Annabelle.
That's handy to know the rules.
Honorary one, which one's over 90.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay their $10 anymore.
Yeah, so they're lifetime members.
They're lifetime members.
Actually, they're called memorial plaques.
Yeah.
Okay, but next door...
This one.
That's one more.
Is the one we need something on, like even something on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, but I would say...
This one says dedicated in memory of those who have left us for a little while.
For what?
Left us for a little while.
They've died.
They've died.
Left us for a little while.
Jesus left us, period.
The other one is members that are over 90.
Oh, my God, either.
They're not coming back.
So it just means they do the extra going to die and be with us.
So do you guys want a plaque like this on the memorial plaque like this one or just wouldn't it be hot?
Well, that's...
You know, we can't second guess the past generation.
So that's still a memorial plaque, is it the one without a title?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
So the people over 90.
That third one?
The third one's the over 90.
Over 90, okay, so that's, no, that's the fourth one.
Oh, this is the ones that are over 90. Why is one small and one...
Those are deceased.
Memorial, yeah, deceased members.
Those are the third ones deceased as well.
So
the title of the plaque should be in memory of our deceased members like the other two, right?
So do we just want a gold plaque at the bottom here or do we want a wood piece at the top?
At the bottom.
At the bottom? That's the Marvin's. Any discussion on putting the plaque at the bottom? We might have discussed this last meeting, but...
Well, I didn't have it in my minutes, so that's why I was thinking...
Okay.
I'll move that.
Okay.
So Marvin moves a metal plaque at the bottom,
okay,
saying whatever, in a memorial, memoriam of...
In memory of.
In memory of.
Okay, that I can...
And Linda's giving the wording here right now.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
In memory of the...
Yeah, memorial, yep.
Yeah.
Memory of the past members.
Is everybody in favor of that option? Are there any other comments to make about the...
I won't know when you put my name on there.
Okay, so we just need a seconder.
We had Marvin and... Okay, Larry.
Larry.
And no other comments about the minutes as read? We did have a motion to accept the minutes, did we not?
Yeah, Linda.
Yeah.
Well, that correction of date, I guess, the date.
Yeah, the.
You approved as read.
Laura Lee. So all in favor of approval of the minutes?
Just out of curiosity, did you get the plaque for the food pantry?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't bring it tonight, so sitting on my bedroom table, thanks.
Uh-oh, this thing's gone, okay, there it is. Gone to sleep. So the next item on the agenda is the treasurer's report. Terry Armstrong sent a note saying that she apologizes for not being here tonight, but they went to Regina to watch a granddaughter play volleyball, I guess, in a big game. So she says there were no unusual expenses this month, and she's identified all the expenses and income, and you should have the, you've got the cover letter where she says that?
No, just this one.
Okay, you just have the actual operating account, casino account statement. Okay, but I'll stick with what she says on her little note. The general account is at $9,206. Term deposit, $17,947. Common shares, $230. Casino account, $35,000. And common shares, I guess that's specific to the casino account, $11.63. Or is that credit union?
Common shares, yeah.
Okay. And I forget, if I go back here, so it's not any, I can't find the other one. The other last minutes from the last meeting had the numbers up, but there's no huge changes from last meeting.
No, there isn't. Because what did they say in the minutes? They were, general account had nine.
That was her, okay, nine. Yeah, it's about the same numbers if you compare that sheet with the minutes.
And then what did she do? Oh, she put 17,000 into a term, is what she did.
Yeah.
Because the casino account before had 36,000, and now it has, what did she say?
36,000, pretty well.
Oh, okay, it's 36, so, yeah.
She just didn't, the 17,000 isn't split off of the.
Okay.
In that case.
And that's casino, okay. No, that's good.
Okay, looking at the operating account, the income, expenses, I don't know if you really want me to read every line item, but if we all look at it, Terry said there were no unusual amounts or issues this month. Salt water for Gordon. That's for the water.
Softener.
Okay. I've got to think twice about that one.
I move to accept the treasurer's
as.
I'll second that.
Moved a second. All in favor? You guys really didn't want to go through all the details.
That was Don Fraser moved.
Don Fraser moved. Larry second.
Yep.
And so therefore, we'll go on to discussion on old business. Do you want to do that list, Laura Lee? And I'll do the new business or
okay,
whatever.
Sure. Old business is movie night is on May 23rd, Great Cake, okay, at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And the steak supper update on June 6th, Art and Diane are still okay with steaks. And we'll just have to go through and do a phone call out, see who's coming, and is that what we usually did before, wasn't it?
Why don't we, everybody that's here tonight, say what they're about to bring?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Beautiful idea.
So you either want to bring a salad or a dessert.
Yeah. Are you going to start a list? There.
Yeah, I'm okay. Writing.
Dessert.
Okay, dessert.
Salad for Cheryl.
Okay, Linda.
Salad.
Seeley is a dessert. Who said Cheryl?
I'll bring dessert.
Oh, Nyan?
I said I'd bring dessert, but
I'll bring a salad. Side.
And, okay.
Helen and Karen salad.
Helen.
Yeah.
And Cheryl.
And Cheryl.
Yeah.
And Karen?
Salad.
Salad? Okay.
Same one.
What are the men bringing?
Our appetite. Our appetite.
Our appetite. Okay, and I'm still bringing potatoes and condiments. Okay.
Is there anything missing?
Harvin wants this and even have it.
Well, they said I got bumped from the barbecue. I barbecued 5 out of the last 6 years I did the barbecue.
Oh, I didn't know who was all involved because there's so many of you out there around the barbecue. I just put down two.
Yeah.
It was street barbecue, like barbecue that Wayne put the salt and pepper on.
See, I didn't know what.
Sauce.
And there was a runner called Sam.
Sam was the runner.
Okay.
But there is an agenda item there for Marvin.
Well, this is the old, this is in 2017.
Okay.
This one.
Oh, it's 2017.
Yeah, that's when I was looking at it. You were reading the wrong one.
This is like watching a soap opera. It doesn't change very much.
I expect Rosa will bring a pair of bread games.
Well, I can phone her about bread.
Yeah, but that otherwise, what else do you think?
Well, it would be nice to know for sure if people are coming, because last year we had way too many steaks.
Yes, that's right.
And they cooked them all.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's a great point.
We should have a deadline.
Yeah, we should know a few days ahead.
Yeah.
Well, we've only got what?
And then a lot, like I don't need a half steak. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's all I am.
And we ordered one steak for each person. Well,
but we don't have the steaks out.
But some had to have two, like, they were so gristly last year that Wade and I each had two to get enough to gristle off.
Yeah.
But there was only half a steak left.
No, okay.
They were hard to cook. They were thick on one end and thin on the other.
Oh, well, that's. I don't know, where did you get the steaks at, Diane?
Riverside.
Riverside? Okay.
So we'll just have to remind people by texting or something?
I'll do a phone out.
Phone out. That's a lot.
If you want, I'll phone some for you.
You want to do? Okay, sure. Yep. I'll get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Put it on Facebook.
Well, we're not all on Facebook.
Yeah. And then we might end up getting 30 people from Fazal.
Yeah,
Fazal
think they should come.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Except that we'll be bringing that exchange to you, but I've already asked.
Oh, okay. So you've got.
Tracy
might have. Okay, so Helen, there will be three of you guys, right? You and Larry and Stewie. And Cheryl will be two. Mm-hmm. Karen, one.
One.
And Kay Fraser, three.
Two, or four. Three.
Well, four. And two, Linda.
Yeah.
And Diane, two. Okay, so we got those. Okay.
Myrtle.
Oh, and Myrtle. I forgot Myrtle.
Yourself.
Myrtle, what were you going to bring?
Dessert.
Dessert? Okay.
There's two of me, too.
Okay, and I'm going to put you down.
Nobody knows about this.
What's happening?
Bill's bringing somebody.
No. I was just referring to that I got to feed both of us.
Bringing a bite.
Oh.
Well, we were just going to start a rumor here.
Oh, yeah. He's pregnant.
Bill's pregnant. I'll put that in the minutes.
Oh, boy.
You should, Norman.
Oh, there's still more new
just,
business.
What is your gestation date? How many months?
It'll be a few years.
Okay. So then, so that's pretty much for the...
The new bit, the old business.
BYOB. Oh, BYOB? Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll put down here, Kay and Lorelei will do phone out.
Just one question on old business for Linda. Did Ralph have anything to say about the car thing? What's it called? Show and shine?
Okay, we are having a poker rally.
Poker rally.
We're leaving here at 1 o'clock, and we're going down to Jim Hobson's will be the first stop. Zan will be the second stop. Duck Lake will be the third stop, and back here will be the fifth stop.
So it's a poker rally.
It's a poker rally.
What a beautiful idea. How,
the fourth rally.
How you have to have a fast...
We get one in Hazar, one at Jim's, one in Zan, one at Duck Lake, and the fifth one will be back here in Hazar.
That's not the way you said it.
Marvin.
Well, at least that it's a start, something to mention now, but great. That's awesome.
And it starts at 1?
It starts at 1, and Ralph and I, as soon as he's done seating, we're going to... take a run and see how long it'll take to do all that.
Okay.
We're thinking 2 hours.
Okay, speaking of summer days, it was Arlene that said it one time, like us that walked in the walk last year, walked in the parade here, and we're anybody that wants to will again this year, and she suggested we bring an ice cream pail along or whatever, and I already put it in the paper that some of the seniors are going to walk in the parade and collect money for the hospice.
Okay.
So that hopefully people will read that and save their change and throw up their buckets as we go.
Maybe we should have a little sign or something
Terry a little sign, the money for the buses.
Yes.
Well, Terry and I, and Dale and Johnny are riding bikes. We're gonna dress up. So we could put signs on the bikes if you want.
You guys could have a sign and then you just walk.
Yeah.
That would work out.
So we'll have, okay.
There was another item on candy for kids that had bicycles. And I think last night Kalita at the fire hall was saying that she's gonna get some candy too for kids for something.
Oh.
So I just think whatever it was, somebody at least talk between you. Kalita is the person to contact on that.
Well, what were the Stitch and Chat ladies gonna do bags for candy?
Well,
For any kids that are, not just kids riding the bikes, any kids that are in the parade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get a chance to get candy because they can't stop and pick it up.
Right.
So in standard, they make up bags for the kids before the parade ever starts. And each kid that's in the parade gets a bag of candy.
Oh, okay, I get you. Yep.
And I don't know if Kalita's talking about kids, just throwing kids at the side.
I think it's off the fire trucks.
Yeah, but I don't know. But I just mentioned that.
Okay, so she would look after that for the fire department. I think
that's what we do with us. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Sandy that was going to do this. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I see she's got two things on the windows there taped, like two little signs.
Yeah, and she put that there because the kids are often
in front. Yeah.
And the kids did stop when we were sitting here the other day. After we came back. It was.
Oh yeah, I got two granddaughters coming over with bikes.
Oh, that's good.
So there is a newsletter going out with details about the summer days for which some of our stuff is listed. Is there also advertising probably on the SR and Facebook sites and stuff like that? So people are taking care of that?
Yeah, I've seen it several times. I think Sierra is the
They're doing such a good job with all that.
So should we tell them about the money for hospice to get?
Probably wouldn't hurt, Kate. Yeah.
Because it only is going in from 100% of papers.
It probably wouldn't hurt. Probably wouldn't hurt.
So do you think Colin Sierra can have her do it on hand? Okay, is it through the person?
She did the closure for her office.
Some of the other old business items. Is that everything for summer days activities, what we should be getting ready for? If you think of something later in this meeting, just bring it up. But we'll go on to the other old business. So
Diane Tobert, did you bring your, did you do that job description thing? No? Okay.
I'll do it. Kay and I are working on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And hospice for Hike for Hospice, Kay?
Now you have to give your report.
Well, it just that I say the three of us went in it, and I read in the paper today they took in $24,000, so that was great, considering the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there wasn't near as many as last year, but it was really good. Quite enjoyed it.
How are they doing? Are they halfway? Quarter's way?
I think I read they were halfway. A while ago. Like, they need millions, but. They've got two more big fundraisers coming up. Their steer project and that farm at Great Christians.
So there are some other items.
That was just it. And then we already did the plaque thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it for old business. We'll go on to new business. Mother's Day tea report.
This is the old one, Bill.
Oh, that's
this is from 2017.
You have some, our new
you
one?
You have to read this one.
Okay.
We already did the Summer Days one already.
Yeah.
The update.
The poker rally has been, you just wrote
did
that down.
Did that down, yeah. And that's
it's not really quite onto the meeting adjourned quite yet, is it?
Well, is the poker rally to do with the seniors?
No. It's our days.
Yeah.
Nothing
to do with the
left side. I thought you had something else.
Where's my notes that I had from you? Oh, here. Here you go. Oh, the movie night. I got that all done.
The movie night has been mentioned.
Yep.
The next meeting is the 16th of June. No, 16th of May, that's today. And, I just wanted to make two of the things. Can't remember at all what I'm trying to say. There's two things just to mention briefly. Within the Lions Club, especially in association with the Hussar Summer Days, Kathy Dundas has been always watching along with Peter Anderson, the liquor license stuff. And apparently it's getting a lot more strict, so we do need people that are qualified liquor servers. We don't have very many, so I volunteered to actually finish this course, not just pay the money and fail, but to do it this year. We're trying to get three or four other people minimum. I think of one person for an event has that if you're selling the liquor. If it's so, but for yeah. other, that's all functions. That's not just Lions. That means curling club, 4-H, anybody serving liquor. It's been getting progressively more strict. We're supposed to have 10 security guards, in theory. I don't know if that's changed at all. We've never had 10 security guards. I almost wait out of my mind at the front door, doing nothing half the time on the first year or two of that. So that's the first thing. I just wanted to bring that up. So if there is a plan within the Sundowners to do an event, for example, if there was a music night and you wanted to have the bar open, then you're into that sort of stuff. And for a relatively small group, that's not much of an issue. It'd be easy. But it's, I think, what Peter and Kathy were saying. I think it's like you better apply 3 months before the event for the license, because it's, I don't know if that's the right number, but it can get snagged or get lost or something like that. You need that liquor.
Kathy said if you take the course and you read absolutely everything on it, it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
But if you do it the way she did it, it's 2 hours.
I flunked out at 2.5 hours and I wasn't even halfway through.
Yeah.
How many units is it? I'm on unit 4.
I don't know. I flunked out halfway through, I guess. But you could fly through it and pass the test problem. But the other issue is, do you really want to fly through that? Because you're legally liable.
Right.
And what Peter was saying is, this is getting really scary. You're responsible for a person from the time they arrive to the time they get home.
Oh.
Yeah. That's you they come back with if they die in a traffic accident.
It actually teaches you how to tell people, how to recognize if somebody's intoxicated. And what to do, like what you're responsible for, your care of duty, your duty of care or whatever. And if they come in, you have to actually watch them, how many drinks they have. And
so Bill, what I'm wondering is, one person at an event has to have this license. And then
it depends on the size of the event and how many people are present, but there should be, from what I understand, and you should never trust my number because I don't, but you know, if there's a bar shift, there's somebody with the license.
Yeah, but
and it maybe it could be somebody running around, sort of, that's what we're trying to get away with. They just have to actually be behind the bar with three other people, because sometimes people are running around trying to get other stuff done too. It would be better to have that posted on the website so you can refer to it as a reference and not guess at this stuff, right?
Yeah.
A link to the Alberta. Trouble is, if you link to the Alberta site, you've got like 50 pages to read through. You're not really sure how to read that.
So, excuse me, were you saying
Here?
That everybody who is serving liquor or whatever, they should be doing that?
In theory, they should all have a certificate.
I know that,
but
we'd be drinks, everybody doing that has to have that.
Yeah, but in reality, see, this is the difference between reading the official jargon. Mm-hmm. We haven't ever had that.
No.
But what we have the feeling we could get away with is eventually we'll all have to have it. But for now, if we have one person, and then if it doesn't work out and they clamp down 1 year, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
After you've taken the course and everything, that might not work out. Plain ignorant might not work so
well. Happy's put it in the call.
Yeah.
She's let's say the community.
I think there's quite a few of us.
We got any more to discuss here?
Just one quick one. Larry, if you got something to bring it up?
No, I don't. I'm wondering if we're done here.
Yeah, we are done, except one thing. It's not an action or decision item, or it doesn't have to be unless somebody wants it. I paid $100 yesterday when I was at the eyeglass center, and I forgot to bring any eyeglasses. I left them all here in the house once I collected. This is an emergency pack that Lions is trying to get out with their alert program so that two people can survive for, I think, 42 days or something, 2 days or something like that with this pack. And it's got things like a transistor radio, a little flashlight that you crank to get the juice going. It has a battery, but if the battery dies, you can crank it and it will still give light. A little aluminum blanket type thing in that. Some chocolate bars. My eyes aren't any good. These are packets of water. They're not the chemicals to purify water. From what my eyes are
good. It says drinking water.
Yeah, but they're not chemicals. This wouldn't last me half a day. So my recommendation is that's what they've got. For $100?
That little bit of stuff.
Go to the Ray will sell you $50 worth of chocolate bars. And you probably all got stuff better than that at home. This is a really nice backpack.
Yeah.
So I would not recommend, personally, I'd just look at that saying, in the trunk of my little Nissan, I got way more than that stuff in there. You know, first aid and everything else like that. Well, I had a lot more in my van, but Moby Dick is dead.
Moby Dick is dead, yeah.
So if there's no action from that, I just wanted to mention that, bring it up. If somebody thinks we should get those packages, great. But I would feel a lot better if we just had like a bin of barley or a bin of wheat and like a swimming pool of water that you could treat with a chemical.
Okay, Bill, you have to sit on. You're going on.
Okay, that's it. If there's nobody going to take a proactive motion to get something like that, it's not on the agenda anyways.
It's Stewie's turn.
Okay, Stewie's turn.
As adjourn the meeting.
At?
I can't believe that. Look at for $100.
Doesn't even have all the stuff in there. You should have there. Two.
What?
Can we all have a chocolate bar and try it on?
Maybe.
I tell you what, I better keep it to show other people.
Yeah,
and then I'll bring it to Dottie.
Yes.
And you can, don't worry, Dottie. I'll bring all the chocolate back intact. You can trust me.
I think a lot of it's probably donation for whatever. Okay.
Thanks, Laura Lee.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't do anything.
I couldn't believe that.
Just the money.
Okay. So we're pretty well done here.
Yes.
We're good. Okay.
We'll see you all.
Oh, can you pull my USB?
Yep.
That'll probably complain when it's
there. You go.
That was quite disappointing. I started to rant on too.
No, don't worry about it. That's okay.
No, it's horrible. Well, I shouldn't rant.